You know, I think it was just over a week ago when I answered the call as I was working to get Lucy ready for the day, and it was Congressman Tom Petri who was contacting me to inform me of his decision to retire. And I thank the Congressman for his many years of service, as we all should. He's served our state and our nation well. And I thanked him, I wished him and his family well. But almost immediately, I began to pray and give serious consideration to a candidacy for the 6th Congressional District. Intense, honest discussions with Heather, with my family, with colleagues, with supporters and friends. And I want to thank a lot of you that are here today that have just sent some unbelievable, meaningful emails over the past couple of days. They've been really heartfelt and really helpful to us as we've made this decision. Because this was a really big decision, a challenging decision, because quite honestly, I really enjoy my current job. I'm humbled and I very much enjoy serving in the state Senate. And I've had the privilege of providing strong conservative leadership on some very important issues during a historic time in our state government. I was on the front line with Governor Scott Walker as we boldly went about an effort to reform our state and to take it in a much more fiscally responsible and sustainable direction. You know, we were confronted with unprecedented opposition along the way, verbal abuse, protests in front of our home, death threats against me, my wife, and believe it or not, our 3 young children. But through that all, I stood firm for the taxpayers and the citizens of this state, and together we prevailed. And because of that effort, that collective effort that involved all of us in the state of Wisconsin, our state is in a much better position. Gone are the days of multi-billion dollar deficits. We now have budget surpluses. And because of that, I've worked to lower Wisconsin's tax burden and to make our state friendlier for jobs while maintaining realistic and sustainable support for important government programs like public education, public assistance, and transportation. Now, without a doubt, there's more work to be done. And again, it's an effort that all of us have to be involved in over the next couple of years, supporting our governor, supporting our legislature. But we've made great progress in reforming Wisconsin. And it's been a great honor and a privilege to work for and represent the residents of the 9th Senate District in the state Senate for the past number of years. But I got to tell you, I love America. And I believe that we're all blessed to be citizens of this great and unique nation. With that love comes great concern that our nation is facing some tremendous challenges. Unprecedented debt, excessive taxation, burdensome government regulation and intrusion into the lives of free people and free enterprise, the growing entrapment of our fellow citizens into government entitlements, the corrosion of our moral core. The future of the nation we know and love, I believe, is at risk, and our federal government needs to be reformed. Just in the area of taxation alone, our national policies need to be reformed. Maybe some of you know this, but today, April 22nd, is Tax Freedom Day here in the state of Wisconsin. And what that means is that the average Wisconsin taxpayer has worked every day from January 1st through today, April 22nd, simply to pay off their tax burden. That's right. Every day from January 1st through today, we've been working to pay off our tax burden. Tomorrow, we get to keep the money that we've worked hard to earn, and instead of sending it down to our state government, or to our government. This, in my mind, is unacceptable. High taxes stifle job creation, and they suffocate individual initiative. Now, throughout my legislative career, I've helped reform our tax climate here in Wisconsin, providing more than $2 billion in tax relief in just the past 2 years alone. Whether it's taxes, regulations, or government intrusions like Obamacare, for the sake of our nation, Washington needs to be reformed, and I want to lead that reform. Throughout my life as an Eagle Scout, a legislator, a dad, I've used my conservative principles and my positive, energetic personality to bring about much-needed change. And today, I proudly announce my candidacy for Wisconsin's 6th Congressional District with the goal of earning the opportunity to serve as your new representative and your reformer in Congress. Yeah! I don't mind the go Joe, but quite honestly, this isn't about me being a congressman. It's about my deep love and appreciation for this great country and my desire to ensure that the future generations like Andrew and William and Lucy and Eli and Elliot and Luke and Tony and Zach, that, that they too have the privilege of being a part of this great American experience. Now I'm going to need your help. I anticipate a hard campaign, and your support both financially and on the ground will help to ensure a strong victory on Tuesday, August 12th in the primary and on Tuesday, November 4th in the general election. That help can begin today. It's so great that all of you are here today. You can take a nomination paper and you can help me as I seek to get the required number of nomination signatures to get on the ballot. Whether it's 2 or 20, your help will make a difference. You know, I look forward to working as hard as I can, and you know I'll do that, across this district over the next couple of months to meet and talk with as many voters as possible, to share my conservative records and my goals for this nation's future, and to, along with that, share my positive and energetic personality that seeks to respectfully bring people to join our cause instead of pushing them away. That's what this is all about. I'm in this to help change and reform America and to bring you a new voice and representation out in Washington. I want to thank all of you for being here today and for your support. Your friendship, your prayers, your love has sustained me and my family over the past number of years, and it motivates us as we work hard now over the next couple of months to earn your vote. So let's go forward. Let's reform our government for the sake of our nation that we love. Together, we can bring more Wisconsin to Washington, and we can restore the greatness of America. Thank you very much, and I look forward to your support.